Well, that thwarted terror plot in Southern California today, merely the latest case of extremism here in the U.S. in the last week. Officials say the suspect in L.A. wanted revenge for the recent mosque attacks in New Zealand and planned to target white nationalist Jews and Christians. It comes after one person died in a shooting at a synagogue in San Diego County over the weekend. And a man in Sunnyvale allegedly ran down a group of pedestrians last week because he thought they were Muslim. For more, we're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Brian Levin. He's director of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at Cal State San Bernardino. Thank you for talking to us. The alleged motives in all these attacks are different, but they all appear to be motivated by hate, Brian.
Yes, very interesting developments that we're seeing. And one of the things we've been talking about for a while, I think folks here in the United States, because we watch cable news all the time, look at threats through an ideological lens, but really, we're talking about the way that extremism and radicalism is taking place on the internet. So in the past, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, we had large organized groups. Look, we still do. But they have been eclipsed somewhat by social media. And what I mean is, even when groups that are organized lose their turf or their operational capacity, they still have the ability to inspire, even when somewhat dormant, other like-minded assailants. And what we've seen now is, just follow me for one thing, white nationalists, maybe a generation or two ago, talked about propaganda of the deed, where violence would beget other violence. The violence would be the message. Now, with social media, it's not just the violence, but how these assailants repackage the violence through either videos, graphics, memes, as well as trying to inscribe their own chapter in a despicable folkloric book of iconic attackers.
And Brian, where does all this leave law enforcement in terms of trying to stay one step ahead of these folks?
Well, law enforcement has done a really great job with respect to organized groups. Part of the problem, though, is here in the United States, when we have a focus with regard to international terrorism and how they radicalize folks, there's an effort by social media companies, and there's also statutory as well as bureaucratic organization and coordination that doesn't really exist with regard to domestic, because domestic, a lot of those extremists are the ones next door. But we have American ISIS, if you will, and they go across different ideologies, as we've seen just in the last week here in California. So bottom line is, law enforcement is doing a good job with organized groups. They're doing a decent job with regard to some of the bigger threats that are on social media, but it's hard to get them all, and that's why we need the help of the public. Number one, if you see something on social media that looks like it's going to be something violent, notify authorities. But also, 30 to 40% of interdicted plots involve what we call leakage, where co-workers, family, and friends were kind of tipped off by a change in rhetoric or behavior. If you see something, say something in real places or virtual spaces.
Well, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it. Brian Levin is director of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at Cal State San Bernardino.